This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, you can literally find everything that you need. Tactical nylon, chest rigs, belts, holsters, magazine carriers. They got it all there. One-stop shop, tacticalholsters.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is where you take your AR, or this is where you go to take your AR to another level. OperationParts.com. Now then, this is all about to come down. You've heard the ads for Hive Technologies. That's one of their base plates right there. That takes the very nice Smith & Wesson M&P shield and turns it into a 10-round gun, right? Well, Hive is going to very graciously, they're going to send me some of their already manufactured 10-round magazines with the Hive plate and the Hive trigger for the M&P shield, and they're going to send me enough of these where I can do a giveaway. And they're also going to send me some that will work with the Glock 26. So if you have a small carry gun and you're looking to augment it, we're going to have some parts to give away from Hive Technologies that will augment your carry piece and take it to a higher degree of lethality, whether it's just increasing capacity, making the trigger a little bit better, anodized aluminum. Dan is a engineer before he is anything else, and this is, you know, this is his passion. That's coming soon. That is coming soon. And stay tuned for that. Without much fanfare, and I didn't even know it had happened, but at Upstate Armor Group, the SIG P320C FLS has been purchased by somebody who saw the test, and that is a he's got a very nice pistol. I pulled my full size out of the drawer during the break because I've been carrying around the Nighthawk for the last week or so. And this gun is, I completely get it, just like I said. So stay tuned for the Hive Technologies giveaway. I haven't figured out how I'm going to figure out the participation in this. Give me a little time to figure all that out, if you will. Now then. And I'm going to have to probably carry this over into the next segment, which is fine. I don't mind doing that. There is a fear that the media doesn't seem to recognize. It isn't Islamophobia. It's not homophobia. It isn't xenophobia. The journalists love to discuss those primarily because they generate negativity towards conservatives and Republicans. This is what I'm talking about here. I've talked about before. This is irrational fear over an having to do with an inanimate object. It is an item that will never move on its own. It's not going to explode or damage anything by itself. And we're talking about firearms. And this irrational fear is called hoplophobia. It is not a recognized medical illness. It is a term coined by no less than former Marine Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper, a World War II and Korean War combat veteran. He initially described it as an irrational aversion to weapons. The basis of this irrational fear may lie in a fear of responsibility. People do not want to accept the fact that they may have to depend on themselves to stay safe in certain situations. They do not want to consider that dialing 911 may not always be a solution. It is much easier to bury their heads in the sand, thinking that things will work out fine, and someone else is going to come to help. And yet, this is not always the case. And as of 2013, the reported national average for police response time was 11 minutes, 11 seconds. That's a whole lot of time when a criminal is in your house. Most of us have heard the term fight or flight. That instinct determines whether we automatically or what we automatically do when faced with critical decision making. A situation may force a person to act to prevent injury or death to themselves or loved ones. And these reactions are limited. You may fear responsibility. You may hide from it and push it off to someone else. If this describes you and you find yourself confronted by a violent attacker, you may run or freeze, hoping someone else takes care of the situation. This illustrates the flight instinct. You may fear responsibility, but accept it anyway. If this describes you and you find yourself confronted by a violent attacker, you may rise to the occasion and do what is necessary to defend yourself or your loved ones. This is based on our fight instinct. We accept responsibility. We may thrive and succeed, or we may flounder and fail. Either way, we made a decision to take the stand. Owning and carrying a gun acknowledges the individual responsibility of protecting yourself, your loved ones, your community, and even strangers. This fact in no way guarantees the correct reaction or successful defense during the situation. But the armed person is at least taking the initial step toward his obligation to do this for himself. Now, leftism seems to be rooted in the opposite behavior, a rejection of responsibility. Just a few examples taken directly from the 2016 Democratic platform announced during the Democratic National Convention, minimum wage. Starting with that, setting a $15 per hour minimum wage guarantees the individual working for that money does not need to worry about working harder than his peers to attain a raise. Currently, people who work at that salary level would have to rise above others' performance to get recognized and rewarded. The burden would be on them to prove they deserve a higher wage. Abortion. You can have all the sex and all the pleasure you want without having to worry about the consequences. What is the value of a new human life? In the leftist mind, not much compared to physical freedom and an unencumbered, carefree existence. Welfare and other government assistance, these programs were designed to give people a hand up, not a handout. They were for people who may have fallen on hard times and needed an opportunity to get their situation fixed. Yet for some, these programs have turned into a lifelong career. Criminal justice. In our constitutional republic, we must follow the laws and apply them equally to all. In our current social justice warrior climate, some leftists believe some crimes, no matter how vicious or violent or deadly, should not be subject to the use of force. Some on the left accept riots and attacks on political opponents because they feel both are deserved. Immigration, well, we just refuse to enforce the border. So this is a backwards mentality that has somehow transformed into an attack on those who have or value responsibility. It's become cool to be apathetic. Work hard your whole life, succeed, make money, and the left will say you've taken advantage of others. Study hard while in school and get a scholarship based solely on your academic performance. You must be privileged. Finish this up when we get back. This is about the fear of taking control. This is also Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
G-code is Kydex that is of a degree you just can't possibly imagine. I see some of these old other holsters out there that are good. They are not nearly as indestructible as G-code is. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Talking about fear. Is it fear of a gun? Is it fear of a firearm? Or is it fear of responsibility? Now, right now, I'm looking at the different philosophies that are out there. And apparently on the left, taking responsibility seems irresponsible to them. You know, we were talking about how cool it is to be apathetic and everything else. We see it in pop culture with concepts like snitches get stitches, which prevents responsibility of communities who merely want to reduce criminality. Attacks on the responsibility of being a firearm owner are never more vocal than when some sick, deranged criminal or terrorist commits any type of mass shooting. Calls for repealing the Second Amendment, they start almost immediately, as well as shouts for new laws and regulations. It does not matter that homicide is already illegal in every state, city, and county. It does not matter that firearms are used hundreds or thousands of times a day to protect lives and property. Somehow, the responsibility is ascribed to the inanimate object that a murderer uses as a tool rather than the killer himself. When a gunman brutally murdered 26 innocent people at Sandy Hook Elementary School, there were immediate calls for more stringent gun laws. The manufacturer of the weapon used, the Bushmaster, was scathingly attacked by the media and leftists and even sued by the survivors. However, in the same year as the Newtown tragedy, there were more than 10,000 DUI deaths, and there was no national shaming or attack on any car, beer, or liquor company. For some reason, when anti-gunners call for new or stricter gun laws, they seem to not recognize the one most blaringly simple fact. Anyone intent on causing the death of others undoubtedly does not fear breaking laws that are substantially less consequential than homicide. Laws do not stop any crimes. Their sole purpose is to merely define these crimes for our legal system. We are Americans. And our forefathers risked everything to challenge the mightiest force in the world to become free so that we could determine our own destiny. And our obligation to them is to accept the responsibility of keeping this country and our communities safe. Now, a gun is a tool responsible people own. I happily embrace the duty to defend my country and my life and the lives of my family and the lives of my neighbors and community and even the lives of strangers. I hear something in the background. Is something open on over there, Jason? And now it's gone. You do the same. Don't fear your inherent responsibility. Don't do that. Now, coming out of Tallahassee, Florida, we get this. We have this thing coming from this guy named Hyacin or something. He's talking about where the Florida lawmakers are getting together, and they're going to kick off a barrage of wacko gun legislation in his terminology. And the worry here is that it stands a chance of passing. And he thinks the worst is the bill filed in both the House and Senate that would eliminate all gun-free zones in the state. So if that were passed, persons with concealed weapons permits would be able to carry firearms to pro sports events, bars, police stations, K-12, public schools, public colleges and universities, courthouses, polling places, government meetings, seaports, and airport passenger terminals. I don't think that's actually accurate. I don't think that's accurate. His little list that he put together. But that's because he's a leftist and he's out there and he's not checking on his facts. So he's looking at this as one of the many pathways to random bloodshed. See, what would normally be a sloppy fistfight in the stands at a Dolphins game would become a .45 caliber shootout next season. And those campus keg parties, they're not lively enough, so we're going to throw some loaded Glocks into that mix. Polls show, and here we go with the polls, show widespread opposition to abolishing gun-free zones, a view shared by college officials, business leaders, and many in law enforcement. But many pushing for more firearms in public are serving a higher master, the NRA. First things first, it's a little insulting that the belief is that these, Florida has 1.7 million concealed carry permit people. And they, like all the rest of the concealed carry permit people in the United States today, are among the most law-abiding. So it doesn't matter where they carry a gun. And it's not going to matter if they get to carry a gun somewhere else that they didn't get used to, you know, that wasn't used to being a gun-free or a gun-friendly climate. He misses that point altogether. The permit holders are just going to, they're going to be law-abiding no matter where they go. And he goes on to lay out some of his other stuff, and it's, you know. It's interesting in that it is so, so misinformed. And beyond that, it's just a bunch of drivel. But I had to mention that to you just because of the breathless prose that was happening there. In any event, excuse me. We'll see where they go. When we get back, the street gangs in Chicago are getting very, very imaginative.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that cannot be beat. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. And new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Indeed. That's where you go to turn the corner on many things. Chicago right now, you've got street gang thieves, and they've taken to the railroads. They recently slipped into a Norfolk Southern rail yard on the Chicago south side. Ripped locks off of one train. They likely expected to see merchandise like toys or tennis shoes. What they found was box after box of brand new guns. The guns had been en route from a New Hampshire weapon maker, Ruger. Instead of the 45 caliber Ruger revolvers and other firearms spread quickly into the surrounding high crime neighborhoods. Along with two other major gun thefts within 3 years, the robberies helped fuel a wave of violence in Chicago's streets. 2015 heist of the 111 guns, as well as one in 2014 and another last September from the same 63rd Street rail yard, highlight a tragic confluence. Chicago's biggest rail yards are on the gang and homicide-plagued south and west sides, where most of the city's 762 killings happened just this last year. And Chicago's leaders regularly blame the lax gun laws in Illinois and nearby states that enable a flow of illegal weapons into the city's gangs and criminals, so they say. But the community leaders and security experts say no one seems to be taking responsibility for train yard gun thefts. Only 16 of the stolen Rugers have been recovered since the 2015 break-in, according to the hundreds of recent court records reviewed by the Associated Press. One was used in a January 22, 2016 shooting. Police woke an attempted murder suspect and found one by his bed. Another was in a dealer's home alongside 429 bags of heroin. Police recovered another during a traffic stop. The driver said his friend had just been shot 10 times and he had to protect himself. "It's a war going on over here," he told the cops. On the night of the theft, the gang members found and kept a shipment of women's sandals, according to filings in the federal case of seven suspects arrested later in 2015. Finding guns later was luck, not an inside job. New pretrial filings describe one thief using expletives to convey the excitement as he ripped open boxes of guns. He thought they were quite pretty. Residents near the yard are angry that the multi-million dollar railroad isn't doing more to stop the thefts. Corey Brooks, pastor of the New Beginnings Church that surrounds the yard, said in a place where murders seem to be happening every single day, the last thing we need in Chicago is a rail yard with guns being stolen. Thomas Ahern, a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agent in Chicago, until his recent retirement, called the thefts a serious security breakdown that needs to be addressed. There is little incentive to spend millions fortifying yards because railways are well insured and don't take a big financial hit when their cargo is lost. According to Frank Scafidi, an ex-FBI agent and spokesman for the National Insurance Crime Bureau, he said railways weigh calls such as a new fencing against the odds thieves will win the lottery and pick the one boxcar out of the thousands with guns. And he says the rail yards are willing to take that risk. Outside his church, Pastor Brooks tugs on razor wire that was once strung atop a fence separating a church basketball court from the yard. It has long since rusted and largely fallen away. Children climb the fence effortlessly to fetch balls that go over. After the theft of some 30 guns in September, several posts on Brooks' Facebook page asked, would there be more urgency if the yard was in an affluent area? Southside Alderman Pat Dowell introduced a city council resolution after the 2015 theft demanding a public safety hearing on the rail yard thefts, and it never happened. Norfolk Southern spokesperson Susan Turpe said in an email to the AP that it was mutually agreed with aldermen to focus on investigations rather than disclosing specific security techniques that could aid thieves. We're focusing her time on other things now. She insisted that Norfolk Southern is doing everything within its power to prevent thefts, including more patrols and canine units, and she didn't provide any other details besides that. But some gangs treat the rail yards as if they were a shopping mall. Suspects in the 2015 theft stole from trains on a regular basis, according to filings. They described the thieves circling the Norfolk Southern yard late on April 11, 2015, hunting for trains to hit. Elgin Rat Lipskin allegedly told his cohorts, including Alexander A. Dog Peoples, "We're going to make some money tonight." Train with guns stopped at 1:20 a.m. The thieves belonged to two gangs and teamed up only after running into each other in the yard because they couldn't whisk enough guns away alone. A railway worker discovered the theft at 7 a.m. after spotting broken locks and bolt cutters. Within hours, the gangs were selling the stolen weapons, valued at around $50,000 in all. Two informants helped catch the suspects, most of whom are awaiting trial after their arrest for burglarizing another train. Well, this is, I wonder if they would do something about this if these rail yards were around, Well, he doesn't live there anymore, though, does he? Former President Barack Obama. He lives in D.C. now. I don't know. It's an interesting development, and it seems to be somewhat of a recent development. And I'm sure on some level people are going, well, you know, this is very troubling. This is very troubling. But altogether, after all, it isn't that troubling now, is it? Because when it's all said and done, they're going to find a way. They're going to find a way to steal him. And with each and every passing thing that goes along with it, it's simply going to be one of those deals where we're going to have to find a better mousetrap to keep them out. And until that time comes, well, we're just going to have to fight the crime. Right? So, interesting little development, though. I did not know they were robbing trains. Although it doesn't surprise me. I think it surprised them they found one with guns in it. Wouldn't you think they would do more besides just put the same stuff on a train car that they would for coolers? Seems quite odd. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge, to the grinder, to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, and a warranty that cannot be beat. That is tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. Now then, we heard from this, we heard about this with John Maloney on Friday. Because as the success of the FASTER program spreads out, and more people how well this program is working as they hear this, there are going to be people that are saying, there are probably going to be parents that are saying, what are you doing here to protect our children where these people are doing this? Now, these are the parents that will be talking to the school boards. These anti-gunners do not want to see guns become prevalent. They do not. So they've started all of these little memes out there right now, and all these little things. So here we have this little article here, where it starts out that guns were not allowed at Donald Trump's inauguration, and they were not allowed at his speech to the National Rifle Association. Nor were they allowed at the Conservative Political Action Conference or at most of his hotels, golf courses, and other properties. But he wants them to be allowed at our public schools. He promised to eliminate gun-free zones at schools around the country on day one of his presidency. Anyway, that's what they're saying. Now, understand this. At the NRA convention in May of last year, the Secret Service was there. The Secret Service was only disarming people that wanted to go into the venue where Trump was. At the venue right next to Trump, where it's about 60,000 people packing all manner of iron. And they were there in heavy force at the Louisville venue. They do not allow guns around the President of the United States. Has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Has nothing to do with anything else. Same thing with the inauguration. Once again, Secret Service is in charge of that. I don't know about CPAC. A lot of Trump's hotels and golf courses and other properties are in the middle of gun-free venues. You know, New York City, New York State, So it starts out, you know, that they're trying to make out like he is not leading by example, but rather, don't do as I do as I say. They point out that before running for chief executive, Trump had been much more moderate on guns, but since then he has echoed the NRA's official position several times, saying that there are fewer shootings in areas where guns are permitted and that killers target areas prohibiting them. But you see, according to the anti-gunners, that's not true. From 2020 to 2013, only one shooting was stopped by an armed civilian. That's not true. However, during that time, 21 shootings were stopped by unarmed bystanders. Moreover, from January 2009 to January 2015, only 13% of mass shootings took place in gun-free zones, which is a complete fabrication. Now, the law prohibiting guns in schools was signed by Republican President George H.W. Bush in 1990, and the law was upheld in 1995 by the U.S. Supreme Court. So, see, because it was by a Republican, it should be, because of the way the Democrats work, which is they never, ever pull back something of theirs that is bad. They just let it sit there and you know, fester. That's supposed to be out there for us to say, well, it was a Republican. It must be okay. So for now, it's illegal for unauthorized people to possess firearms inside or outside of school. Trump's, you know, they make light of Betsy DeVos having a good laugh, suggesting schools need guns to protect from bear attacks. But in Montana, that's a reality. The bears do come. And having a gun to stop the bear from eating the school children is not a bad idea. But in January, Representative Thomas Massie introduced a bill to repeal the legislation about the gun-free zones in schools. So they asked the question, are guns in school a good or bad idea? And they get out there and say, in a country of 350 million people and more than 310 million guns, would our schools be safer if these firearms ended up in our classrooms? No. And here's the reasons they say that they're not, and these can all be dispelled by the FASTER program. First of all, number one, kids will get their hands on them. They get their hands on everything. As a parent, it's exceedingly difficult to put anything down without your children ending up with it. Look how many times teachers' cell phones unintentionally end up in student hands. According to the FBI homicide data, the 1,448 children who died as a result of gun violence in 2010, 165 of those deaths were at the hands of other children. By the way, that's gang violence that they're referencing there. We're doing a whole bunch of conflation of data with this. And, of course, it's backed up by social science, which is nonsense. So, number two, schools don't want them. Well, except for those, you know, just about every school district in Ohio. The people in Colorado, Wilbarger County, Texas, Idaho, Arkansas. Yeah, nobody wants it. Back in 2012, they say that Michigan Republicans floated a bill to allow guns in schools. Superintendents throughout the state sent letters to Governor Rick Snyder asking him to veto it, which he did. They know that guns in schools will increase problems, not decrease them. Survivors of school shootings certainly aren't coming forward demanding more guns. We should listen to them. Why? Teachers will misuse them. Well, you know, that hasn't proven to be the case. They make the point that teachers are highly trained and have years of experience helping kids learn. They aren't necessarily knowledgeable with how to safely use, store, and operate firearms. Nor would some of them be suited to such training, except for the ones that are doing it. These guys, the teachers in the FASTER program have to train to the level and above the level of the state police. And the supposition that the teachers are too stupid to do it, teachers, why do you back the Democrats? Number four, kids will be scared. Well, you know, the gun's not going to be, you know, they're not going to be sitting with it across the sling arms ready to go. The guns that they're carrying in the FASTER program, I think, are the Glock 43 and a concealment holster. Can you imagine the chilling effect a firearm can have on class discussion or on any sort of disagreement? Because, you know, the teacher's just going to mow them down. Number five, they won't stop school shootings. They will prevent them. Because if they put the right signage out there and say, if you come into the school, we're going to kill you, well, they won't be coming into the school. And it is true that most school shooters don't pay much attention to whether they will survive the attack They do plan for the opposite of that, but they do want to make the attack go off, and they do want it to be horrific. And if they get in there and get shot down like a mad dog, that's not really going to get them where they want to go. And they also say that sometimes violence is a cry for help. Children act out not to achieve their aim, but to be stopped by an adult. Having guns in the school may make students feel safer about initiating a shooting because they think they'll be apprehended. Moreover, it makes the job of police responding to a shooting that much more difficult. How can they tell the difference between an armed perpetrator and an armed victim? There we go. And then there's the issue of friendly fire. What about when the teachers miss so horribly that they clip little Sally in the back of the head? Teachers of America, the Democrats think you're idiots. And I don't know why you support them. They want you to be like fish in a barrel and get mowed down if somebody does come into your school. And if you want to do something proactive and take that responsibility, well, you aren't smart enough to be able to pull it off. That should give a whole bunch of you pause. So. This time, we are going to head now into hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.